thank you for meeting us at The Intersection, where the worlds of energy and technology come together.
Thank you for meeting us at The Intersection. This is wonderful. For those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. For those that are returning listeners, welcome back. I'm UTC's President and CEO, Cheryl Riggs, and today I am joined by Mr. Paul Lambert and Mr. Dewey Day, and this is what we call the Passing the Torch episode. We did this last year, but we're going to do it again. So let me tell you a little bit about our esteemed guest, Paul Lambert, UTC's Chair of the Board. Mr. Lambert has spent over 4 decades in the utility and telecommunications field. He currently serves as supervisor in the telecommunications department at East River Electric Power Cooperative in Madison, South Dakota. His direct responsibilities include mobile trunked radio, SCADA, load management, multiple wireless systems and their associated antenna systems, and standby generator backups, and much, much more. He has been an active participant in UTC, especially Region 5, for many years, and as was a past officer as well. Paul recently completed a 10-year plus tenure on the International Board of Directors for the Knights of Columbus, and he and his wife Julie are the parents of 4 adult children and 6 lovely grandchildren. During our upcoming annual UTC Telecom and Technology Conference in Oklahoma City, Mr. Lambert will be passing the torch to incoming chair, Mr. Dewey Day, who is joining us as well. Let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Day. He has spent nearly 30 years at Pacific Gas and Electric Company in San Francisco, California. He currently serves as the principal operational technology architect with experience designing fiber optic, microwave, and radio communication systems, supporting utility needs through the 79,000 square miles PG&E service territory. He served also for 15 years on the WECC Telecommunications Work Group before joining UTC's leadership team. He served UTC for 4 years as the chair of the Public Policy Division prior to being elected to the Executive Committee. Well, Paul and Dewey, thank you again for joining us. I gave everyone a brief overview, but I know the list goes on and on for your accomplishments. And I definitely can say sincerely at UTC, we are just grateful to have this opportunity to talk with you and on during this Pass the Torch episode. So I just gave a bunch of your highlights, career highlights, and recent accomplishments, but I want to give you all an opportunity to share anything about yourself, both professionally and personally. So Paul, can we start with you?
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Just a pleasure to be here again. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago when Greg and I were having this same conversation with you. And the one piece of wisdom, I guess, you call it that, that Greg passed to me that I'd pass to Dewey, enjoy it and make it your own. That's how Greg summed it up to me. And I'd like to, you know, pass that on. You know, the one blessing we have is the virtual tools, you know, such as GoToMeeting and Teams, they do make it easier to accomplish, you know, some of the tasks and duties and be able to participate. So that type of technology definitely has helped with, you know, being able to perform the expectations of the office. So we'll call that a blessing, that technology a blessing. Sometimes yes. It can be a curse, but we'll call it a blessing.
Well, that I think you gave a lot of pearls of wisdom. And as usual, I wrote some down too. So I know, Dewey, you gleaned from them. I mean, but the key, like you said, enjoy. It does go fast. It's just like anything else, I think, in our lives that it's like it seems like it'll be such a long time. And then the time goes by very quickly. And now it's just a great memory that's forever changed your life. So that is excellent advice and about the technology as well. So, Dewey, is there anything else you'd like the audience to know about you?
Sure. Thanks, Cheryl. And thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's kind of weird to hear your bio read back to you. So one of the things I think from my standpoint that I don't do well is, you know, I don't open up to people, especially on personal levels. And hearing parts of Paul's bio kind of inspired me to think that I should probably share the fact that I have two grown children too, and just about a year and a half ago, I was blessed with my first granddaughter. So, grandma's getting a lot of grandbaby time, which is, pulling me in different directions personally. So, learning how to deal with that new part of the work-life balance is kind of a new challenge for me that we're all getting accustomed to in the day household.
I think that is fantastic, and I'm glad that Paul inspired us. And I hope for those listening that they're also seeing one of the things that I know I saw when I got to talk to UTC leadership is that the human side. And I think as we try to raise awareness about the utility industry and the important work that both of you do and the many others in the utility and energy sector, that there's the human side that it's also possible for being able to relate from a human side, whether it's as a parent or a grandparent, it really makes the connection. And it makes it the work that you do is so important, but it seems achievable now. So I really appreciate that, Dewey. And I appreciate Paul that you inspired him and inspired us too, and many more. So let's dive right on into the discussion. Paul, like you said, it was just last year, it was quickly, where you were on the intersection with Greg Angst, our past chair and great friend. And we were discussing passing the torch experience. And I asked Greg the same question. So now it's your turn. And you gave some already. But what words of wisdom can you give Dewey as you pass the torch, if any other words? And I'm sure you have plenty.
Well, it's like he said, it's kind of a balance that we all learn. I don't think there's really a book that you can read and understand that balance. It's fly by the seat of your pants sometimes, but it's all good. It's the dedication of the staff at UTC, and we've talked about this before. Not a large staff, but very dedicated, and then they just handle so much of the activities and make us look good, honestly, Cheryl. You guys just all do all that behind the scenes. It's kind of like the image, of the duck on the water, but the legs are paddling so fast underneath that you don't see.
Absolutely. Yes.
But and the thing I've really enjoyed about UTC is that people are genuine. I don't think that there's I've not met and worked with people that have like an alternative agenda. So it's people are very honest and straightforward, whether it's members or whether it's our technology partners. They all seem to be very pretty genuine. So I really you feel at ease when you're communicating with them and know that they have, the best interest in heart at heart. And so I think that's really important. And I think that's probably why what kind of drew me into UTC and what continues to make it a high priority for myself. And and I know Dewey is, with the years that he's had, I'm sure he's had these similar experiences. And I have all the confidence in the world with, our upcoming officers that they're going to propel UTC forward.
That is well said, Paul. I mean, the camaraderie, the genuineness, it is pretty clear with the UTC, the members, technology partners. It seems, and it's contagious. That's the good part. Because what I see at our meetings, even if you're not a UTC member, even if you're just a family member coming along to support someone, it's very contagious, that spirit of camaraderie and making it easy to talk to one another. And like you said, that is something that is attractive or magnetic about UTC, and it's good to be a part of it. So with that being said, Dewey, like Paul said, you and we all, you're not new. You've been at UTC and in the industry for quite some time, seen a lot of things. Our annual conference, it doesn't matter. We need increased utility engagement to have more experiences like those that Paul talked about. Do you have any recommendations for increasing utility engagement at our events or across all the platforms?
Thank you for that introduction, Cheryl, and that question. The thing that I think is the biggest challenge in my history at PG&E is awareness of the UTC group. especially to utility executives. You know, we've had a lot of turnover, and every time we have that turnover, there's a re-education session with our executives to make them aware of the services and things that UTC offers in terms of solution preparation for utilities that are experiencing similar types of problems, or lobbying at the federal level to try to get things accomplished through legislation that utilities may not necessarily be involved with. So I think a lot of that is that marketing challenge, but also, you know, especially recently with the retirements, we've had a large turnover in the engineering and technician workforce. And there's a lot of these folks that are just entering the utility work stream that also aren't aware of the services and solutions that UTC offers that might make their life a lot easier. So it's kind of like that dual level marketing thing to say, let's refresh and make these people aware and in a concise manner, because we can all get kind of overloaded in the digital world today with emails and things of that nature. And it's hard to pick out, you know, some of the stuff that really should matter to you from the weekly junk mail. And getting some clear and concise information directed to those folks to really show what this industry does to help them in their everyday lives. Because as soon as they see it, I think we've got a product that sells itself.
Well, I tell you what, Dewey, I have to agree. So I want to march with you on that, because I feel awareness, just like you, is the key. If we underestimate the power, and you're right, I believe the same way, it will sell itself. Awareness about the industry, awareness about the important work that everyone is doing. We need to have this awareness as early as possible. That's why one of the things that UTC does is networking. And part of that networking is also taking what we share and our experiences and what we learn and taking it out into the streets, taking it to our families, our communities, and really raising awareness. And I like the word you use, refresh, to address so many of these issues, because there are quite a few, from workforce development, so many that you've touched on. But we can't do it alone, but we can help raise awareness. And that is a key that I think UTC members, like Paul said, not just utilities, technology partners, UTC staff, that I think we believe it. It amazes us how we're talking about the issues outside of work and really being sincere with it, because we understand how important and critical the need is. So that was great. So I want to ask you, Paul, because I know this is a big thing, and you've helped tremendously throughout this year to move the meter for UTC meetings as the chair. Would you like to add anything about member engagement efforts as you transition into the immediate past chair position?
Well, again, I would echo Dewey's comments. People turnover from normal retirement to sometimes the younger workforce, you know, likes to job hop. You know, after a few years, they're ready to find a different opportunity. But I really think it begins at the regional level, and I think UTC is well positioned by having that structure, because it gets a great opportunity to meet and engage with peers. Believe it or not, I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert myself, so at a smaller setting, I think people feel a little more at ease, but a great way to share knowledge and possibly, you know, expand within the company of the people who could attend, so it wouldn't just be, you know, the engineers and the technicians, so that you could incorporate, you know, the IT cyber guys and things like that. So I think that's, to me, the regional offers that great opportunity that maybe is a little bit unusual compared to some other associations.
Paul, I agree with you. I always say, you know, a lot of times we use the term, you know, we're DE&I, diversity, equity, inclusion. And I often say that UTC is a fine example of that, because you have all the different regions, as you mentioned now, different disciplines, not just the engineers and the technicians, IT, OT. It's very inclusive. And from that, we UTC and the members and potential members provide a great example of what that inclusion looks like. because we are unique, UTC, in the sense of we serve all types of utilities that come together and to come up with technology solutions. And that's easier said than done. But when you get together from the regional level, it's very possible. And we provided great examples. So I really do appreciate that. And to your point about the future workforce, I think that is attractive. We hear all the time that the future workforce wants to have meaningful work. Well, this is how much more meaningful. Not only are you contributing to the nation, but your region is just simply another word, is community, to your home. So I love that. That was excellent. I'm going to try to stay on point, but I personally get very excited to hear both of you talk about the industry. So Dewey, as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, you've been with PG&E for almost 30 years. Very impressive. You know, and Paul has a similar story, which is somewhat different to some of our future workforce. But can you tell us throughout your time there, what are some of the experiences and accomplishments that you think will help you as you step into the role of chair of the UTC board? And do you have any specific plans in mind that you want to share for continued collaboration between PG&E and UTC?
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. So, you know, historically, my role at PG&E has been very technically oriented. I came up as an engineer. I dealt with technicians. I built projects. Did a lot of technical training on, you know, microwave and fiber optics and that sort of thing. And lately, my role has been transitioning more to, you know, kind of the executive translator, I like to call it. It's the executives don't tend to have that technical knowledge and don't really, you know, understand, you know, why we need to embark on certain projects. And you know, lately that role is that executive translator and kind of highlighting these are things that are really important and finding a way to drive it home to them such that it catches their attention and doesn't get lost in, you know, everything else that an executive is doing, I think is an important, you know, skill that I'm still learning. But those are the things that I hope can help me lead in this effort and get the executives to have awareness to UTC and support sending their individual contributors to this show and hopefully also attend themselves. On a personal front for me at PG&E, it's a lot of that driving that knowledge. It's sending those emails that we get from UTC off to a targeted audience to say, hey, here's something that your people really might be interested in, because where they might be dismissive of an email with a UTC header on it, they'll probably give an email from me individually within the company a little more attention. So that's the big one for me, is I want to make sure that the supervisors and the leaders of these groups that are going to contribute from the services that this organization can offer are aware of them, and they're being fed that information. So, I mean, you can't force the camel to drink, but you can at least lead him to the water.
Absolutely.
You might, if necessary, have to drown the camel trying to get it to drink.
You might. But I like that, executive translator. That's something else, another title that I think I can give all of the executive leadership, because you're right. And also, I think, if I may say so, you'll be doing that here as well in your leadership role, because you'll be translating the mission, raising awareness, the vision to new members, to all other regions, helping everyone become aware of what they can do in this journey and how they can actually engage, like we just talked about member engagement at our meeting. So you will definitely utilize and perfect your executive translator skills. I think Mr. Lambert definitely can, and Greg and many of the LAC members, past chairs, can share how they have been executive translators. I really like that term. It's a good term. Well, Paul, it seems like just yesterday, like I said, that we were in Portland in 2021, welcoming you as the chair, and it was a good time, I must say. Time has flown by, to say the least. What are some of the trends that you've seen within the industry during your time as chair that you think will continue over the next year?
Well, the first one I'd have to say that I hope is that this pandemic is in the rearview mirror. That I think everyone could agree on that, that people are eager to get together, you know, still mindful of, you know, all the safety protocols and things like that. But in our human nature is we need to interact with each other. Zoom just doesn't quite cut it, but it's helped us get to where we are today. There's no doubt about that. But the one thing that I think that I don't see changing is just the fast pace of changes taking place in the industry. And trying to stay abreast of that is difficult in its own, but again, there's just the consumer demands, you know, for the products that we have, basically the utility services, those consumer demands are ever changing and more demanding, actually. And so, you know, the industry needs to keep up and try to keep pace with it. And so that's, to me, that's probably one of the biggest challenges that I think will continue. It seems to be maybe the rate of change keeps increasing. Yeah, that's what I think is.
I think I have to agree. I mean, all of us, like you said, Zoom is great, but there is nothing like in person, number one. Number two, I think Zoom I'm using Zoom, so forgive me to all the platforms, WebEx, GoTo, and so on. But I think they've aided in the fast pace. And I think you're right, 100%, that the demand, the change, technology is changing every second, every minute. We talk about any issue, cybersecurity, when we think about the technology, by the time we actually implement technology or anything related to it, it's time to change. The word that we used a couple of years ago when the pandemic first came, pivot. We just keep pivoting. And I think it is important. And that goes to everything that all of you do as far as raising awareness, because there is such a high demand. It's important that we continue to spread the word all the way to the consumer level, but every stakeholder, so that they are aware. We need you. We need you. And this is a great industry to be a part of. I know for me, I came into the industry later, and I would have loved the opportunity due to awareness. I wish I was aware of the industry prior, when I was younger in my career. I would have definitely loved to be been a part of the energy sector much earlier. So really appreciate that. Good, great advice. Well, we are gearing up for Oklahoma City, and I'm not going to keep everybody here. So I do have a final question for you to answer before you give any final remarks. What has been your favorite moment as UTC chair, and what are you looking forward to at this year's annual conference? And Dewey, I'm going to pose that as vice chair. But Paul, please.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. So, well, as some may know, you know, we expanded the board so that it would include all the regional chairs to be a part of that. And the highlight for me has been able to attend other regional meetings and conferences. To me, it's enlarging the UTC family, if you will, in that, you know, we all have similar challenges. It's interesting on the different approaches maybe that we take to solve those challenges. But that's really been the highlight to me, to expand and meet some other individuals that are involved in their regions. So,
well, that's a good highlight, and that's something good to look forward to. So Dewey, let me ask you that as vice chair, do you have any favorite moments?
Yeah, I can't say it's a favorite moment, but I think it is a kind of the interesting life-changing different moment. I would say that, you know, the lawsuit against the FCC that EEI and UTC brought on the 6 gig, mm-hmm, is one of those things that, even though it didn't turn out well, it was something that kind of in my wildest dreams of growing up through engineering school and stuff like that, I didn't ever think that, oh boy, I'm going to be sitting on a group that's going to be raising a lawsuit against the FCC. So from an interesting moment, I'm going to say, I think that's one of the ones that in the last year has really, really stood out to me as something that's been very different and kind of mind-growing.
And I think that's great too. And I love that the different, yes, there's so many, you're right. So it's hard to pick a favorite, agreed. So as we wrap it up, I want to first, as you pass the torch, Paul, do you have any final remarks for Dewey? And then Dewey, as you receive the torch, I'd like to hear your final remarks.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. But no, actually, I'm just have 110% confidence in Dewey as being an outstanding leader, and the rest of the team and the staff, again, has just been hands down with the things that they've done and accomplished. And so it's just been very gratifying to be a part, a small part of this association, and just to look forward to meeting them, old friends and creating new friends. And so, but no, just real strong confidence in the team that we have put together. It's just been a real joy and a highlight to my career, actually. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. So Dewey, do you have final remarks as you receive the torch?
Yeah, I think I'm going to echo kind of what you guys just said, quite honestly. For me, as we look at going into this conference, I'm really looking forward to having some face-to-face collaboration. It's been a long time since we've been able to really get together and gather, even though we did have an in-person conference at Portland. It was a much smaller attendance than we've had in years past, and you did get to see a lot of the people that you see traditionally at these shows. So being able to connect with them personally and, you know, catch up and, you know, see what's happened in their kids' lives and what happened with the new hockey team or whatever, right? I think something that we don't ever really do, you know, on these WebExes. It's or, you know, any of these web meeting platforms. It's very business oriented. It's get to the topic, it's get to the thing you need to do. And it's very less about the genuine interaction of people. So I think that's the thing to me that's gonna stand out for this conference and what I'm really looking forward to.
Well, I agree, and I just want to say, from UTC staff, myself personally, I am just honored to have the chance to work with both of you and some of our other past leaders and our members, because everything that you all have said, from, you know, executive translators, enjoy raising awareness and refresh, I've seen it with each one of you, and it is absolutely phenomenal, life-changing to be a part of it. And this is what motivates the small but mighty UTC staff, that I often say we're more like a large family than a staff, because we're that close. But we do it because we really do enjoy being a part of the work, the important work that you all are doing. And I just want to thank you both for your leadership, for your service, for your dedication, and for all that you do, and for your camaraderie and helping us raise awareness about this great industry and the great work. And it is a pleasure. And I, like you, Dewey, I am looking forward to seeing people that probably I haven't seen in a while or may have never seen. I can't wait. And yes, it was great in Portland and every regional event that we've had since then. But this one will definitely have a good feel of a homecoming. So I want to thank both of you again. I'm too am looking forward to the next year, and let's get this thing done. Thank you all. Thank you both for meeting us at the intersection, and have a great day. See you in Oklahoma City.
Thank you for meeting us at the intersection. For more information about the Utilities Technology Council, visit utc.org.